Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Power of Us. This is Abel.
And this is his nudging wife.
Yes, yes, you
kindly
are.
Kindly nudging. Yes, no.
Shoving sometimes, maybe.
So. Yes, the way that like Shrek shoved Fiona and she landed in the bushes.
Yeah, kind of like that.
I do that.
Sometimes.
You know what? I was listening to a sermon by Miss Sarah Jake Roberts.
Okay.
Awesome. It was actually last year's beginning of the year sermon. And it said how Mary kind of nudged Jesus into his first miracle.
Wow.
I hadn't thought of it like that.
Did. Yeah. She did.
She was like, we need water help here. Yeah. There's a problem. Yeah. You can bring the solution.
Yeah.
He was kind of like, woman, it ain't my time. And she's like, do everything. Just listen to him. He didn't even say yes.
Yeah.
I'm still confused about that story because I'm like, was Jesus being a little disrespectful? Was she going over her limit as a
parent?
Yeah. I mean, yes, you're the mother of Jesus, but this is a savior.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
So Sarah Jakes said she nudged him into his ministry, which is a great thing, right?
Yeah.
How much can a wife nudge her husband? How much? I don't even know if you nudge me. Do you nudge me into anything?
I don't think men nudge their wives at all. I think we're too focused or busy on making sure we handle our stuff.
You don't nudge wives into sexy time?
Oh, that could be so.
See, I think that's where you guys nudge. What if you guys nudge when the house is a little bit unkept?
Okay. All right. The food's a little bit not cooked.
What?
The table's a little bit empty, or what do you mean? I guess. No, you're right. You're right. I think it's in women's nature to see things and try to get the best out of people. Like, I've rarely met a woman that I haven't seen them do something like that in my life, whether if it's my
mom,
you, or friends' wives and stuff like that, or speaking to other men. You know, a lot of...
Is that us being a helper?
Sometimes, but sometimes it's not.
Why?
I honestly do believe.
Why? Because
sometimes it feels like...
Do we enable? Are we in...
So look, okay. All right, yeah. Just being super duper honest, this is... We feel as men that women are just asking for too much at that moment. Yeah, sometimes we feel like it's just never going to be enough. It's never going to be like, okay, this is good for now. It's like, sometimes it's felt like, and I don't know if it's just you, because obviously you're the only woman I've married, but I've seen this in your life as well, for you.
From myself.
Yeah, for yourself.
That helps, you know, that as hard as I nudge you, I nudge myself.
So it's not about the nudging. It's about the what's next now. I've seen you kind of get somewhere or do something and finish it, and your eye is like already over there.
Ooh,
you know, it's like you didn't even take time to like appreciate
enjoy
this, or like just sit there and just kind of handle this and enjoy it. It's like, cool, we got here. Now we got to do something else that's 10 times harder. You know,
you want a little break. You want a little emotional vacay. You want a little bit project.
As men, I think I can't speak for everybody, I guess, but me myself.
You know what? I think it is, as a society, we do it. You see a girl that's pregnant, or her baby's like a month old. Y cuando pa'l otro? Lady, like,
yeah.
I don't know if I want to ever have another
that's
one,
true.
Much less right now.
Yeah.
Or you got a boyfriend, cuando es la boda? You got married, cuando el bebé?
Yeah.
You know, so I think as a society, we do that.
Yeah.
Y ahora qué? Instead of just like, you know what? I'm enjoying it. I just graduated. I'm going to enjoy it for at least a month.
Yeah.
We don't have that. We have like, okay, what's next? But you're right. I do that. I do. And it's not healthy. I think I've been living in the future so much that I don't enjoy, you know, right now. So, okay. Okay. That helps me. Don't nudge too quickly. You a little bit. What I got from that is it's okay to nudge, but have also some space between projects, between things. Okay.
Yeah. To really kind of get it done and also take a breather. Sometimes as men, we have felt that, it's kind of like, it's more like just make sure he's not doing something.
Yeah. Wait, do you guys have a WhatsApp group? Do you talk about this with your coworkers?
Yes, we have a Discord. Yes, we all get together, every man.
Don't believe you.
You don't believe me.
That you and your friends are on a Telegram group just discussing.
Talk all about our wives and how they nudge us a little too much and how, you know?
I don't believe you. No, okay. Go for it again. What do you guys feel? I'll listen.
Okay. Sometimes it feels that it's more about us not doing something.
Oh, like we don't let you just chill.
Yeah. It's like make sure he's doing something. And I'm not talking about like chilling on Saturday.
Right.
I'm talking about just always make sure he's always trying to achieve something else. Do more. Do better. Better job. Better car. Better house. More money. I'm better at relationships, you know, stuff like that.
So that might be.
But you gotta know, and I strongly believe this. I'm saying all this stuff not to make women feel bad or not.
Right,
to make
this isn't
you feel
an attack.
Bad.
Okay.
If
Thank
you,
you
do not,
that.
If you would have not done these things in my life, and you would have allowed me to just
to
be
chill.
Me,
mm-hmm.
just to chill, like I wouldn't have done. Over half of the things that I've been able to accomplish that have been great.
Yeah.
Some of the coolest things that I can say that I've done is because you've questioned me and you've nudged me as to what am I doing,
questioned
what am I going to do.
Sounds a little bit rough. Okay. Life coached you.
You asked me. You've asked me, hey, what's up with this? Like you said you were going to do it. And it's not like you're implanting these things in my head. You're mainly
listening
nudging
to you.
Me. You're nudging me on the stuff that I've said that I've wanted.
Yeah.
You're nudging me on the dreams that I've said that I've wanted to achieve and that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
It's not like you're telling me, oh, Abel, you should really become a registered nurse.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like that. You're not doing that.
Imagine.
And that's bad, I think.
I think
that's the nudging you're doing, I think women can give suggestions of like, hey, if he's working at a warehouse, it's like, how can we go from being at a warehouse to owning a warehouse or to being or having your own business?
I really thought you could be an image consultant and nudged you there and you didn't listen at all.
I guess you did, yeah. But I thought you just wanted me to buy your clothes because you didn't want to go to the mall.
No, I think you're genuinely good at it.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, but it does help. He's my image consultant. Okay, so nudge him on things. We're learning here, ladies. Nudge him on things that he has spoken that he wants to do, not what you want him to do. Okay, baby, well, how do we nudge you guys to do stuff around the house?
So whenever a woman says, hey, babe, when you get a chance, you should just start putting on your shoes. Because that means do it right now or else.
You know what? It's not or else.
I'm going to get all quiet at night. That's what that means. Do it or else I'm going to get a headache and I'm going to get super sleepy.
Get headaches, but I do get super sleepy.
Right when we put the kids to sleep, I'm going to get real, real sleepy and I'm going to get a headache and I'm going to get tired and I'm going to get cramps.
I've never gotten a headache, but I have gotten sleepy. Mm-hmm. I've just straight up told you today's not the day. Uh-huh. I ovulated already. It's too late. Which one am I going to do? But, okay, because I think that's a tough one.
Doing it around the house. So I personally think, I can't speak for everybody, I think there's two types of men. There's men who truly enjoy doing that. And there's men that are handy and they love to do that and they love to do stuff around the house and it's like it makes them feel good. And then I'm thinking that there's also men that that aren't good at it. Because I'm not the best handyman.
Are there blind men? Like, do they not see what needs to be done?
No, but...
You guys just ignore it?
So, okay. Sometimes there's stuff that isn't broken yet.
Is half broken?
It's half broken, but it's all good. Kind of like we are in life. You know, we're still good. We're still functioning. It still works.
So you're rooting for the half broken door because the one that's hanging off in Eli's room, in Eli's restroom,
it still works. It was still shut, you know?
Right. So because you feel a little bit broken, you can't judge the broken door.
Exactly. That's not cool. Yeah. No, but I mean,
that one I had nudged you on a little bit.
Yes.
And then Eli nudged him. Yeah. And Eli was upset. When are you going to fix my door, Dad? I just looked at him like.
Sometimes. Okay. We do need it because sometimes we do that, you know? And sometimes it's for good reasons because we're extremely busy.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that take priority over that. And sometimes we don't do it because we forget, because we're not organized enough to write it down. Because it literally took me about 3 minutes. I had to go get the drill or a screwdriver, and I had to find a screw, a bigger screw, porque ese ya estaba rosado. So it just kept slipping out. And it took me like 3 minutes to fix, you know? Yeah. And so, I mean, there's two types of people, like I said. There's people that enjoy doing that, and you don't have to tell them probably that often, or you won't have to tell them at all because they'll notice it before you do.
Yeah.
And then there's the people that are not handy at all.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that are going to dread doing it, and they're going to take too long. And I'm assuming that there's people that do this for a living, so they don't want to do it when they get home.
Yeah.
And they could fall into either or category, you know, like they'll do it just because they like it or because they're good at it. And then there's people, you know, or they won't want to do it because that's what they do for work. And I kind of fall in the latter. I dread doing it until it has to be done, you know. But the day that I do it, everything gets done in one day.
Yes. So,
you know.
Not the mold in Casey's room, but.
Well, I can't do that.
I know. What do we? Anyway, we don't know what to do. Friends, yeah. If you know how to handle mold, DM me, please. Send us an email to contact@rosarivera.com.
Something's on the wall.
Something that I learned, friends, because I was actually listening to like Focus on a Family or something like that. Great show. I think it's 99.5 or 95.9. A great marriage show. And they said when nudging your husband, asking him of like, hey, babe, when do you think you can do it? It's not like, hey, do this when you get a chance. It's, hey, baby, when do you think the garage can get cleaned? That way it puts it back on him. He can let you know.
You've been playing me. This makes so much sense now. Wow.
Why is it playing you?
You've been playing me for like 2 months now. You've asked me like that.
How did I ask
you? No, you've asked me like that. When do you think you can get it done?
No, tell me when, because I did do it once. I don't know,
but you put it on me. No. And in my head, I'm like, crap, I got to do it by Friday now because I said it. And yeah, okay.
Oh, is it ruined now?
No. No, that was a good way. Isn't it really better? It works really well.
Because I've tried it all, friends, and we've had some arguments about, I mean, you guys heard, you guys probably read my book, The Frames on This House. So for the garage was a mess, and it's not Abel's fault. It's this whole family, all of us.
Parsley.
But all of us do a mess in the garage. So I thought, I can't tell him, baby, when do you think you'll get the garage clean? I actually felt, honestly, from God, why is it only him? I said, you know what?
Good.
How about if I ask him when, let's make it a family thing. One, I do want to teach my kids, hey, we got to clean up. So I'm teaching my kids to clean toilets and do the laundry. And I said, this Saturday, baby, is it possible if we could do it as a family? We'll help you and it'll be done in a shorter time. And then we could take the kids out.
Yeah.
And it worked. We did it super quickly. But yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah.
I'm not fooling you though.
No. It helps. It helped and it was good. And that honestly helps as well. As men, we feel that we need to carry all the weight. And even sometimes we actually want to do it alone because.
Okay.
Not because. A veces I screw up. I'm not going to speak for anybody else. I screw up and I'm like, Eli, get out of the way, you know?
Right.
You know?
Making a cake with Sammy and Eli is much tougher than if I just did it myself.
Yeah.
But I'm helping them, you know?
So. But hey, yeah, no, that felt good too.
I think God feels like that about us too.
Maybe.
You know? He don't need us to preach the word. He's like, true. All right, Rose, I'll let you do it.
Yeah.
Probably get in his way more. Pero, well, how about if you let me know those times that you're like, babe, like, it'll be kind of quicker if I do it on my own.
Yeah.
Let me know and I'll not get offended and I'll Netflix while you do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Some things maybe I honestly wish that I could do. I'm I'm not as good with electronics.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if I Google it and I YouTube it for what, an hour, I'll figure it out. But it's like, dang, but I know that I am good at like doing laundry. If I do the laundry instead and ask him to like, but I should probably let you know, hey babe, like it, while you're doing that, I'm going to be doing the laundry. Okay. Yeah. Like, don't think I'm not doing anything. I think it, those little conversations seem like, ay, no tienes que decir tanto, but I think it helps. You're giving him an assignment to clean the garage on a rainy day, you know, and he doesn't know, well, ¿qué va a ser esta? Just let him know. I think it helps.
Nudging with time is helpful as well.
Okay.
So if you ever nudge me to do something that you need done that moment and it kind of eats up like a lot of the day,
yeah,
it can put me in a less, not of a great mood.
Yeah.
Not that I'll be mad at you.
Yeah.
But it'll be like, you know, it's like my whole day is like now gone. But if you tell me with time of like, hey, you know, this Friday or whatever, or you ask me when can you do it, I prep myself. Yeah. This is the way I work.
Yeah.
I prep myself for whatever is to happen. So and that's the way I do it now, is like daily I prep myself for what I got to do that day.
Yeah.
And I don't work well anymore when things are happen, you know, come to happen all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really don't work well when you knew something was going to happen and you didn't need me.
It slipped my mind.
And then you all of a sudden do need me. No, because you're pretty organized. It'll be on the calendar. I just didn't know you needed me for that thing to get done.
Right, I get you.
You get me?
Yeah.
So that's when I get in a bad mood. Not necessarily at you.
Yeah.
But just at the fact that my day is now different than what I had already prepped my mind for, of this is how much energy you're going to go through throughout the day, Abel. Get ready for it, okay? Because your day is not going to end until 8 p.m., you know, type of a deal.
I get you. Nudging with time, ladies. If you're going to nudge your husband, ask him first when he could do it and give him a few days, a week?
Well, I mean, just honestly time. Because if you tell me like, hey, tomorrow we're going to do this. How does your day look? And I'm like, yeah, I can fit that in. It just gives me the ability. It doesn't hit me all of a sudden of like, oh crap, now I need an extra, you know, hour, 2 hours to my day to do this or to handle this or to do that.
Okay, what about stuff that has taken a guy 6 months to do?
That's wrong, and that's on our fault. And
what do we do?
I mean, you guys do what you do.
Do we call the plumber at that point? Do we call the mold guy and say... Maybe,
like, it is embarrassing, but yeah, you know?
Because there may be some money invested.
Yeah, exactly.
We may be made fools of at the mechanic. And that's what we don't want. We don't want to look like the Mensa that goes in for an oil change and comes out with a new transmission. But say we've told you like 3 times, babe, el aceite. Baby, the light's on in the car. Should I take the car? Because I feel like I'm a pretty independent woman. I could do. And before there was you, I would. And I would pay extra for those tires. And I would, you know, and
we don't want that. We would feel, and at this point in our marriage, I've now come to learn it's my fault. When you do that kind of stuff, it's my fault. Mm-hmm. It's my fault. Like, because like, for instance, with Amazon, sometimes I've been like, the kids come to us and they tell us, I want this, I want that, I need that. And then if you look, you'll just get whichever one.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's a bad one.
If it's his Amazon seller, Prime, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
It has a lot of reviews, you'll get it.
Yeah.
But me, I'll get there's like a $40 version and there's a $20 version. And I'm like, I'll probably look at the reviews for the $20 version. And if it's good enough, then we'll get that.
I don't put that much time in it.
You don't. And so I've come to find out that if I put you to do something that you're not the best at, which is you're not going to review products and you're not going to do it, and then I have to eat that. And that's my choice.
So with the sheets, okay, this is what I did. This was something else I tried. I made a to-do list for both of us.
Okay.
I don't even know if I communicated that correctly. I probably just sent it to you. But what I meant to say is like, okay, we got to clean the garage. We got to buy sheets. We got to do like blah, blah. And then I sent it to you. I tackled some of the stuff on there. Like I bought the sheets. Okay. I thought that's not a huge thing. If he hates them, like it is that $20.
Yeah.
So I bought them. And I was hoping that you felt like, okay, Rosie can do some stuff too.
Yeah.
And then, but if it's like an electronic for the kids, I'm not, I'm going to ask you to do it.
Yeah.
But I think, ladies, that's a way of like telling your husband, this is our to-do list. I'm going to tackle these. Baby, can you help me with those? Does yeah. Did that help?
That helps. That helps. And also like when women are getting to the end of like their limit of like, yeah, I've told him like 4 or 5 times already, he's not doing it. I'd give one more try at it, but I just rephrase it in a different way. It'd be like, hey, I found these plumbers. I'm okay. gonna call one of them for a quote because we need this kind of fixed soon.
Okay.
Like ASAP. So today, tonight, or whatever. See, Yason's like 5-6 months.
Yeah.
You know? I wouldn't do it just because then that could lead into an argument if that plumber's not gonna charge $300 for a snake that he could have. Because he was lazy, because he was busy. Honestly, lazy. Because if it's taken 3 months to kind of fix something, it's because he's just kind of not wanting to do it because it doesn't bother him. It bothers you.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's messed up on our part. But I'd go one more try and I'd say that, you know? Of like, hey, I'm going to call these plumbers and I'm going to get a quote. I just want to let you know because we need this kind of fixed within the next day or two.
Got it.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Okay.
And then see what he replies, you know? And then if he replies, no, don't, then I'm like, then comes an ultimatum. You've already given him time.
Yeah.
You know, if you kind of give him time once, twice, that's cool. But maybe tal vez in the third one, you just kind of begin to solve it. And then you're going to tell him you're going to solve it. And kind of like one last opportunity of bluffing. You know, it's our fault. That's the way I kind of feel.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you did kind of give me opportunities.
When does, and this is the last question that I have, when does the nudging become nagging?
Mainly when it comes to things about one, like about myself.
Okay.
You know, when you want me to fix something about me.
Got it.
Whether if it's, I think, gosh, we've gone through a lot of them, of like me being antisocial or me not being out there enough. Mm. You know, for you or for your lifestyle or for who you are and stuff like that, that became nagging. I felt like nagging when it became about myself and my emotions.
Mm.
But you've never been wrong. Mm. Women are probably wrong in what you're asking from us.
Mm.
It's just more than we can handle at that moment when it comes to us, more than we want to handle, or we're just not able to.
Got it.
And you at that point becomes different of like, now you just want me to change some things. I'm gonna need you to love me despite just as of is.
Yeah,
because I'm not gonna be like you. Got and it. I don't know if I can be.
Got it.
I
wish we could know that as women. Like,
it's one thing if I didn't want to be like you, but some things I just don't know how.
Got it.
And it's going to look really awkward as I'm trying to.
Yeah.
And hopefully you can receive the awkwardness of it, you know, in me being emotional with you. Like, yeah. I don't know if I always can be or how I can do it. Or my level of emotion might seem like, you're only giving me 15%, but it's like, this feels like a lot to me.
So what I'm getting is like, it feels like nagging when you don't feel you can.
Yeah. Yeah,
when it's out of your limit, when it's out of your energy level, when it's out of your mind space. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying you can't because you don't know how to have a deep conversation, but maybe a deep conversation is out of your mind space. Maybe you're thinking about work. Maybe you're thinking about what to do with the kids and our busy schedule. So now to add something on feels overwhelming.
Uh-huh.
And so that's when it feels like a nag. Because honestly, just for speaking for me, I don't know when I transfer from nudging to nagging. I don't know when the transfer happened. I'm thinking, did I say it too many times? Yeah. Is it the way that I said it? Maybe if I say it nicer, he'll do it. And in your mind, you're like, thanks for being nicer. But even then, I can't.
And you know, I know it's hard, but figuring out what is needed, what is truly essential, and focusing on those things that you want to push or nudge your partner on.
Okay.
Because as a man, when you come home, you want to come home to a place where there's less stress than there was outside when you're in the world.
Right. And we get that for women, right? Our home is our refuge and there's no drama here and I'm not letting all the outside stuff come in. We get that for ourselves. I don't know. We do.
There was a guy that I used to work with in the beginning of our marriage. I remember his name because I used to call him El Mago. His name was Baltasar.
Oh, that's why.
So he's one of the wise men. Or I don't know why I thought he was a wise man.
Yeah, but I think so, right? That's what they've made up in movies, I think.
Uh-huh. So his name was Baltasar, and he had two or three jobs. He worked in two places, and I'm like, dude, how do you do it, and why do you do it? What about your family? And he's like, it's better for me that I work, because when I get home and I spend too much time at home, we just end up fighting.
Oh.
You know, and so it's better this way because I'm able to make more money for my family and my wife gets to take care of the kids. And I think they had an autistic kid, which only added to like...
Yeah, that's tough.
It's a little bit harder. You know, it takes a lot more energy to raise him. And so, and that's what he said. And that just really rung with me of like, what can I do to not feel that?
Yeah.
And you know, and it's probably not necessarily that they were fighting. It's probably that she just wanted stuff done or something, you know, and that nudging ended up feeling like nagging.
Yeah.
And so when a guy comes home, he wants to feel like he's coming home to a place where he can rest. And it's not that we want you to be like our slave or like you serve me as a king and all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, all that stuff feels good to feel that way as well, but more than anything, I want to come home and I want to feel loved. I want to feel appreciated. You're probably your man is probably not appreciated at work.
Ooh.
Your man is probably not loved anywhere else. It's more like do
right.
Get it done.
It's expected. Do it. You're getting paid for it at home.
Yeah, and so at home, when you come home and you're like, I'm kind of getting the same thing that I'm getting at work, if not even more, because you have the ability to show emotions to me. People can't show emotions at work. My boss isn't going to show me that he's pissed off at me because I didn't turn in this assignment. You know, at home, you're going to show me that you're pissed off at me because I didn't take out the trash and you had to take out the trash while you were taking the kids to school and stuff like that.
I get to roll my eyes. I get to breathe deeper and I get to abstain.
Yeah,
and I don't at work. So, so reverse it, ladies, I would say, all of us, give a little extra, give a little extra cheerleading, give a little extra thank you, and give a little extra loving if he happened to clean the garage. It's not a weapon, but it can be a cherry on top.
Yeah.
Yes. So. Got it. Friends, I think we all needed to hear that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hopefully, men, if you're listening, you feel a little represented. And maybe girls, have your husband, partner, boyfriend, fiance listen with you and have some good conversations. Yeah. Do you agree with Abel? Do you feel like that? Do I ever do that? Do I nag? Just start there. That's a good question. And have an open conversation and don't take it personally and think about the marriage rather than yourself.
Yeah. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.